Okay, fine. Let's begin. Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, and we are a few lines down. We did a bit more last year. So the Gemara says, Bar Pedaya Amar Amar Ivriya. So an Amar Ivriya, this maid servant, as we said, well, this if you want to call it that, says Yotzeh b'mitat Rabbah, that if the Adon passes away, she goes free. The Gemara says, all my timer. Again, when it comes to Yerushalmi, my timer is what's your source? What's your pasuk? It's because it's of Afalamat Chataseken. So that pasuk, Avnamat follows a whole pasuk that discusses a martzeya, meaning an Eved Ivri that decided to stay longer than this, which is going to be discussed quite a lot in today's shir, longer than the 6 year term that, this after the 6 year term when he's allowed to go free, he says, I want to stay in these days to the Yovel. And since a pasuk connects the two together, it's mamash really continuing the same pasuk, Avnamat again, it says, Viktiv, which is the words just prior to that in the pasuk. It says, "Hikish ama ivri ala nirtza." Ma ha nirtza yotze b'mitat adon. Just as a nirtza goes free b'mitat adon. I mean, the adon passes away. He wouldn't have to wait to Yovel. He doesn't go on to the Yorshim. He would simply go free immediately. Af ama ivri yotze b'mitat rabba. So too, an ama ivri will go free as well. And the adon passes away. It doesn't pass on like Yerusha. It's actually interesting that we have to wait till pretty much the end of today's daf to see the source for a nirtza that he doesn't is not rushed by the Adon. Sorry, it doesn't go to the son, but the Korban Eder here explains it for us. Is va'avdo lo, avdo meaning lo, meaning avdo, who should serve him, you or him, and not his ben. Okay, we'll learn that drash when we get into the pasuk. Gemara says va'atidah, he holds like kahadin tanaya, like this tana. The tani is it says eved ivri oved haben ve'eno eved habat, and eved ivri does serve the ben and not the bat. However, an ama ivriya says eino ovedet et haben ve'eino et habat, doesn't serve either the ben or the bat. Now, what's the basis of the distinction regarding whether it serves a ben or not between an eved and ama ivriya? We don't really see it here in the Gemara, but in the Bavli it says because you've got two psukim. One's avdecha sheshanim, serving you and nobody else. Again, we're talking about normal eved in 6 years, so that sounds like. And but you've got another pasuk that sounds like no matter what, sheshanim ta'avod or ya'avod. Sorry, the 6 years, he will serve. So the way this Tan understands it, well, the one that says you and not an heir refers to the daughter, and the one that says 6 years forever, no matter what, meaning even if you're not around, it applies even to your son. That's a distinction between to the son or not to the daughter. But again, in any event, ama ivriya, which is where the real our real topic at the moment, we see here that it's well, she would go free. He says eina again. Have to add the extra word here. Eina ovedet bat ve'eino ovedet ben. However, it and Netanya as well. Ben ivri doesn't make a difference. Eina ovedet lo ben v'lo bat. That even an eved, according to this Tana, even within a 6 year eved, not just a nirtza, even a 6 year, if you like, even the first 6 years, if the adon goes free, even for regular eved, he would go free. So according to that Tana, you don't really need, in other words, so let's just explain why that is, because he understands from the pasuk vavdecha sheshanim, meaning you are not your heirs. But this Tana is not like the Bar Pedaya. Why? Because according to this Tana, you wouldn't need the pasuk we just learned, the hekesh between an ama ivriya and a nirtza to say he goes through with the death, because we know there's a hekesh, there's almost like a connection, if you like, between a normal eved and an ama ivriya. Together, they go hand in hand. We discussed this before. And if the eved isn't passed on to the heirs, neither is the ama ivriya. So therefore, mamakim hanet tanaya aflamat chataseken. Why don't we the pasuk aflamat chataseken? So that's referring. He said that's teaching a different din. That's patala bahanek. The tani elu ma'anikim lahem. These are people you got to when you set them free. And when they go free, you give them gifts, right? You give them things. So what are they? Hayotze b'shanim, and meaning an eved whose time expired, or b'yovel, or who goes free by yovel. The ama ivriya she kona et atzma b'simanim, an ama ivriya who also goes free by like simply an external. Let's call it an external cause allows her to go free. Not just a time expired, but another standard way, which would be which you mentioned maturity. Aval yotze b'igron kesef. However, if an eved pays their way out by whatever the sum is remaining, or mitat adon, or the adon passes away, ein menikim lahem. You don't have this concept of they're sort of sent off with, if you like, gifts. So in other words, the pasuk therefore teaches that ama ivriya is treated like this. We connected to an a a nirtza, if he when he goes free. Okay, fine. The Gemara says, well, that's how that's we learn for the din of Hanukkah. Gemara says, Ktiv, Vigisho Adon El Elohim, Vigisho El Adelet. So this is referring to this Eved after 6 years says, look, I like my Adon, I want to stay for longer. And we know there's a whole process of being this nirtza. And here we're going to start learning more detail. The problem is the Pasuk says he's taken to the Elohim, Elohim in Judges, not Hakashem, and he's also taken to the door. So Haketzad, what are you talking about? Where are you taking him? To the front door, it sounds like, or are you taking him to the Beit Din? What are you doing? So Gemara says, Haketzad, Zeshu Ninkarba Beit Din. If you remember, there are two ways an Israel can become an Eved Ivri. Either he stole something of value and he's not able to pay it back. So that and his value is equal to the value that he was stolen is, and Beit Din was still as an Eved to the person he stole from. And the other way is if he simply sells himself as an Eved. So Nimkarba Beit Din, if he was sold by way of Beit Din, then, well, since it started with the Beit Din, if he wants to stay on, it has to be done. Adonav El Elohim. That's when he's taken to Beit Din to establish that he will be now, if you like, this longer than the 6 year term to be a Nirtza. However, Tatsmol, but someone who simply sold himself, you don't need to get Beit Din involved because he didn't. It wasn't sold by way of Beit Din. He sold himself, so therefore that's when it will be taken Vigisho al. Okay, so that's the that's like the because of two avenues of entry, the avenues of continuation, if you like, have to go through those same channels to put it very simply. Let's continue. Yes, now Gemara says Rav Imi Baye. Says Pshita Zeshu Beit Din. If he sold by way of Beit Din, then whose rights the shtar? Because well, it's Beit Din. Beit Din kotvin shtarol. The Beit Din sells this. Zeshu mocheret. If you like, sells himself off. Mi kotevet. Who would write the shtar? Now we saw a very similar question regarding an amah before. So I'll just show you in the Korban Eda. It says mikotev mikoshal. It says hashtar mi amrinan ha'adon kotvo. Do we say that the master, writes it? Do me a deshtarisha like when you do kiddushin, you write the baal shekotev atal. The husband says you're mekudeshet to me. Shekina eved b'shtari afina me'ivriya, because we kind of learn that the drachim of kinyan of eved from ivriya. Ve'ivriya. If you remember, we connected ivriya, the derech of acquisition of an amer ivriya from kiddushin. He could just cover the ma acheret b'shtar avzu b'shtar, or Dilma maybe not. Given to atzmo macher because he's selling himself, kotev b'shtar ani machur lecha. I'm selling myself to you, like anyone who's like the seller would do it, not the purchaser. So kotev lecha kamo shar shteirim mechira. So which way around is it? And it seems to be left as a question. Now the reason why it's kind of interesting is because we seem to have already addressed this question with the ma ivriya. Initially, the way we were explaining the sugi, if you remember, we said, oh, really, it's very much like it's a mechira context. If you remember, this is on Vav, I think it was. Vav in my print, it was. Well, our dapim was towards just before Dafad, the Heyamud Bet, that's the dapim we're using. And there we said that, oh, well, it's a kinyan, it takes a mechanism of a kinyan. And then we said, actually, towards onto Daf Vav itself, we said that actually it can really go either way at the end of the day. So why are we even having this question here? So the Shaire Korban here has an interesting piece. He says as follows. Firstly, he quotes the Rambam, and the Rambam quite clearly says, Harinu Mecher Lecha. And he asks the question, how does the Rambam know it so simply? He says, V'nira Lomar, Deram Sover Dersham Lishitato. According to its shita, that shtar amavriyah shneim yocholim lichtov ha'av v'ha'adon. As we said, when it comes to arme ivriyah, either it can be using a shtar for the kinyan can work either way. Either again, the father selling his daughter off, who shtar, I'm giving over to Amaya, or the adon could say I'm acquiring her as an ama. Okay, the new adon. Hilkach kimi ba'ele. Therefore, the question is now: I alfinan me'ema ivriyah. Meaning v'gam ha'adon kotvo or dilma shani amariya kiven de'it beik tzad shtar erusin sharei yachol. You can do yud al yedei shtar zeh afilu Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. That would be different. Aval eved davka eved kotvo v'lo adon. In other words, the question seems to be here is not whether. I mean, the way he's explaining the sugya is that the question is not who does it. It seems to be obvious that the person who's selling himself would write the shtar, like the Rambam says. The question is this like Amar Ivriya, where the Adon, the future Adon, could be riding the shtar, just like we find by Amar Ivriya. That's sort of the question. It's like, can we use both like Amira, or is there only one? Not either or. That's why Yisrael explains. So again, it might be a bit easier to sort of, make it fit with what we learned previously. Okay, let's continue. Ketiv, lo yiksha ba'necha b'shalachecha. Don't be so difficult or strict, if you like, when you're sending out. Mimach. Ki why? Mishneh sachar of the chashishnim. Because he's worked for you twice the amount of a sachar, of a regular worker, a hired worker. He's worked double. And the question is, Schir oved bayom v'ein oved balayla. Schir works daytime. You're going to get a day worker, and not night. No one, you don't can't get employed to work for you 24 hours a day. Eved ivri oved bayom v'ein balayla. He works for you both 24 hours a day. The Gemara says, however, how does that fit with another pasuk? Tiv lo yodena b'farech le'anecha. That you're not allowed to work him with, absolute, servitude, avodat parech, like we like from Mitzrayim. So how can you say that? Once again, on the one hand, you're saying don't be harsh in him when you're living because he's worked double time, if you like. But another pasuk says you're not allowed to make him work double time. So how does it work? How do the two pasukim work together? He says no. So vatamahachin. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Imi says b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbo Masio isha knanit. No, if you remember, when Eved Ivri, his Adon can make him, sorry, can give him a shifcha knanit. That's what the context we were discussing before. The purpose of which is produce more children, which will be avadim. Okay, since he can do that, it's not that he's working like backbreaking work, building your backyard fence or whatever you want at nighttime. No, the nighttime nimtza, it means that the activities of nighttime, let's call it that, nimtza oved bein b'yom and bein b'layla. Right, so it's not necessarily you're making him do backbreaking work 24 hours a day. It's just that the capacity to give him a shift, this shifcha knanit. The Gemara says, Rabba bar mamal bayi kamei Rabbi Yehuda b'atzmarashu koneh kohen. Okay. That makes a lot of sense if you're talking about in Israel. What about a kohen? A kohen's not allowed to have a relations with a shivcha. She's a zayna. So the Gemara says, "What you?" And therefore, if you have a kohen as an eved ivri, how are you going to understand these two psukim? So Amar le v'Yisrael lo heter michlal isuru. What are you talking about? In Israel, is he normally allowed to have a relationship with a shivcha? Absolutely not. Of course, he's not. So therefore, if there's a special heter in Israel to have a relationship with a shivcha, then it doesn't make him Israel or a Kohen. The whole arrangement of having this Eved Ivri having being allowed to be with a Shifcha is a special, unique arrangement in the context of being an Eved Ivri, and it therefore won't make a difference if he's an Israel or a Kohen. The Gemara says that, however, is now the Gerus you have in front of you, which is the way Korbanot continues. That's really only Karebi Shimon. So to explain what Karebi Shimon means, because the Gerus I have in front of me is Kadshamu, and it continues Kadshamu Reb Bar Mamal, he was Chozer. But it's a really interesting piece because if you read like that, you sort of miss it, sort of the continuation would be the same, with Korbanot or not. But if you say Karebi Shimon, it's an extra important deal here. Meaning, I'll show you the Korbanot. It says, Rav Babar Mamal Ka'amarli, Eimu da Amina de Israel Asul Beshichem the Raita. The only way you can present that as being like a counter argument. If you like that, oh, and Israel is mutar. So if it was Asur and it became mutar for Israel, it'd be mutar to a kohen, right? That would only make sense according to Rabbi Shimon, who says that the Isur of Shifcha is d'oraisa. Okay, and therefore, because in Israel is mutar in this context, you say this whole arrangement is a special, unique arrangement where such a relationship, which normally be Asur, will be mutar, doesn't make a difference. Israel doesn't make a difference for a kohen. Meaning that's because it says Amar Kol Kiasir Labor Kolam Esirim VaBalas Shifcha Gorem Atavam Nasum Marchay Hashem. Because if you marry of Shifcha, then you're ensuring that the child will no longer be associated with you because it goes after the mother. Mina Shifcha Ueved the Enum Israel. Aval Rabbanan De Palig Chachamim De Cholek De Savri De Chiasur. The whole pasuk Do Isu Dorais is only about the Shevat Umot, only the seven nations. Dichtiv. Who did Leika Isur Midoraita Israel? Then there's no Isur Doraisa. So then you'd be back to square one. And the old pasuk that says, oh, he can give his Eved Ivri a Shivcha, that means he can compel him to have a Shivcha. Not that it's Matir, any. It's not that in this context, which is normally Asur, is now Mutar. Veshapir, therefore, Veshami Bilei Be'Eved Kohen, Mutar B'Shivcha. So therefore, you've really still got a good question. Whether if you've got a kohen as an eved ivrid, whether he'd be mutar b'shivcha, because you've got no proof in the pasuk anymore. So the Gemara says, now it continues, actually, no. Darash Rabbi Yehuda, a bit of a girsa change. Sorry, I'll be back a sec, sorry. Rababa mamar mikan chazarbe. You see from the continuation of the flow of the Gemara now, from this bright we're about to learn, that he was chozer because you'll see that effectively talks about a kohen being, it will prove, sorry, that a kohen can be with a shivcha. We'll explain how in a moment. It says, Drash, because it says as follows. Drash Rabbi Yehuda beribi minamilat hu nirtza. That's a few gerusa changes here. That he was Doresh, that when you do that nirtza, when you pierce the, so it's a radia, so I should be pointing to, when they pierce the ear of the Eved, they will do in the milat is the lobe, the soft part. Okay? Hu nirtza. Shaloya kohen vifsol. Because if it's a kohen, you don't want to inflict the mum on a kohen. And here, an earring hole would, seal up, and it wouldn't be a permanent mum. Okay. However, Rabbi Meir Omer, no, minaschos hu nirtza. Schos is like the cartilage part, so it's probably here. Okay. So the Gemara says, mikanai Rabbi Meir Omer, ain a kohen nirtza. We can't make a kohen a nirtza. Shemayaseh baal mum, because you might make him into baal mum, and then it'd be pasul to avoda. The Gemara says, okay, the yirtzas choshbachos. So one of the make a very small, because it sounds like a very small perforation, the cartilage could heal, like it's less than a vetch, like a very tiny one, and then at least be yoitzer of that, and you can be a nirtzah and won't make him a permanent mum. So Gemara says shemei avoda de karshina, because the concern is maybe you get it wrong, you make him a bavel. Okay. Now the implication here that the Shaarei Qumran brings out that there must be some sort of isur in making a kohen a baal mum. It has to be saying that, because otherwise it wouldn't necessarily be a consideration here. He says it's got to do with our show. He says, "Od kiven dechti b'konim v'kidashto," meaning bal korcho pshita shemitz. She says, "Mitzuyin shelo la'asot bal mum." There's sort of mitzvah not to make a mum, just like with kodesh. Okay, the Gemara
Oh,
says,
sorry, but why don't we read this just like giving him the Knanith?
"Oh, that's mutar in this context." So the Gemara announces the next thing, Vayavole de Kirshina, who cares? Even if it does become the size of a mum, and the answer is, sorry, the answer, the explanation, sorry, is, it says, Mabekach, Havelu Tarubadavar mitzvah upatur. Meaning, if you're trying to do a mitzvah, and you have to be careful here, because it's not that you don't need to override the Isser to make the mitzvah of being a niritzah. If it's just a very pin-like perforation, you could be, it sounds like it would work.
Yeah.
Okay. And the only issue is, and therefore you don't say, oh, it becomes more in this context, but there's no conflict necessarily. The only issue is, but okay, what happens if you mess up? You do it too big. Okay? Because there's no hetzer to make it too big necessarily, because no, it's not a direct conflict like the shif like we had with Shifra.
But
And the Gemara
there's
says,
no chiyuv to give a kohen a shivcha.
No, I think he can do Baal Korcho. That's what we learned in the Psukim. He's able to do so.
He
That's one of the things of the
can
Adon.
do it, bal korcho, but the Adon is not chayav to give the Eved Kohen a shivcha.
So that's again, if we go back a step, that's part of the discussion in the Gemara now. Part of this discussion, is it mutar to do so or not? Like, is it mutar in this context? Well, it's sort of all the arguments we're sort of sharing with each other, we're getting a bit circular now, because we're trying to break the circle. So the Gemara says, but the point that was reading just now in the Korban HaEda, he says, okay, so big deal. Even if it's you do a big perforation by mistake, you won't be over an issue, because it was called Tu'a B'Davar Mitzvah. And this is a discussion we've seen, I think, it comes around up a lot of the time. If you engage in a mitzvah to try and do a mitzvah of nirtza, and you happen to make a mistake, and then you won't be necessarily chayav, meaning if you cause him to become a mamum, so what's a big deal? So Gemara says, no, we've got an extra pasuk, says Torah Amra, v'shav la'achusato. He has to be able to go back to his inheritance, meaning the way he came. So in other words, he kind of changed his status from being the extra pasuk saying make him bamul. Okay, so the whole discussion here is around a kohen about whether you can make him a nirtza or not. Nachon? According to Rebbe Meir, so according to again according to Rebbe Meir, if it's, it could potentially make him a bamul, but according to Rebbe Yehuda, Baribi says, no, just simply do it in the earlobe and it won't make a baal mum anyway. But the fact that a kohen can become, that even there's a discussion around a kohen becoming a nirtza implies what? Meaning, when does an eved every have the ability to become a nirtza? Not just if he likes being an eved, But it says, "Ahavti et," meaning he's not just as happy being in Adon's house, he's happy with the fact that Adon gave him with his Isha, meaning the shifa he was given and the children he's had from it. Hello? So if we're talking about a kohen having the possibility of Nirtza, must imply that he can have a shifa. So he could have been given a shifa and he can have children from it. Otherwise, all topic of Nirtza wouldn't even arise. So that's why he was chozer ba, and he says quite clearly back to square one, that also back to the original argument, that no, it's actually proper heter in this context for a kohen. That's how a kohen could have a shifcha as a wife, interestingly. Okay, Gemara says, B'marzeah, Ainli Ella B'marzeah. That's only with a marzeah is like it's like a pointed metal tool. I think the translation is the awl or something like it's like a perforating sort of tool. Minayin, how do I know besol? How can I can use it like a toothpick or something? He says a piece of wood, a sharpened piece of wood, or a kotz or a thorn. I feel it's even glass. Tabalomar v'ratza. Now, the reason is not the vav, it's because v'ratza donav v'donav b'ratza, this double lashon. And as you remember, we've seen this a number of times in this seder for sure, that it says that only makes sense according to Rabbi Kiva, who's Doresh double lashons. I'd kind of go Rabbi Akiva. How Rabbi Yishmael, what would Rabbi Yishmael do with this? Because he's not impressed by this like double lashon, v'ratza b'ratzeya. And this is like a shit of what we've been saying. And so the Gemara says, Tani Rabbi Yishmael, says halacha. So there are three places where the halacha, I mean halacha Moshe Mishnah Sinai, seems to override or go against the pashut meaning of a pasuk, and one time where it goes against even a principle of drush of chachamim. So those are the examples. Hatorma besefer, meaning a get is given besefer. So it says kikachisha bala. It says or sefer kritot. It's not the word besefer. It says you have to use a sefer. Sefer implies parchment. However, halacha we learn that actually we've seen this before. But back in Gittin, b'chol davar shu batalo, as long as it's attached, it can be on a leaf. It can be all manner of items. It can work. Next, hatomar be'afar meaning kisoy adam. If someone shechts a chaya off and have to cover over the blood, it says b'afar, which seems to be like a soil. Halacha omar b'chol davar shu migadot tzmachin. That's again going to Pasha Pshat of the Pasuk because the halacha is halacha Moshe. You can do anything that would that anything that a plant could grow out of, even charsit or like pottery or things like that, or crushed pottery and the like. Next is the third one is Hatorah Amra b'Marzeah v'Halacha afilu b'Sol afilu b'Kotz afilu b'Zchuchit. So again, this is really to prove that Rabbi Shmuel understands that the broadened scope of what you can use is actually halachah l'mashmah m'sinai, not learned from the pesukim, or actually even which actually even conflicts the simple understanding of the pasuk. And the final one is b'makom acher l'midrash, where halachah m'sinai breaks if you go against a tool of exposition the chachamim have. The Tanya Rishmael v'yabi omashvi galach et kol se'aro, which is regarding a matzora, you have to shave all his hair. That's a klal kol se'aro. This is now a prat. It's telling you particular locations. His hair, his beard, and his eyebrows. That's a prat. The kishur merbet kol saro, when it says, and all his hair, again, yigalach, it says, chazar v'klal. Klal uprat uklal, ein adin el kind of prat. The general, if you've got a klal followed by a prat, followed by a klal, general, specific, and general, the principle is we include anything that's similar to the specific thing that was mentioned. Lo malacha to say what? Ma prat mufurash hu makom kinus se'ar that ubanire, that what the principle seems to suggest, it's only these places of hairs that are collected, for example, on the head, beard, and like, but not on, say, hair on the arms or the legs or things like that. It's on a collection of hair, even though there is hair that grows there. Ubanire has to be visible to exclude maybe like an armpit or things like that. However, valacha is. What do you do this mitzvah? You go chenu kedala. You shave him off like a pumpkin. So you shave off everything. Okay, that's again halacha seems to go against a principle of duration. Those are the four conflicting cases, if you like, that Rabbi Shmuel brings. The halacha Mashtina goes against either pashut pshat or drash. Now the Gemara says b'marzeah, ma marzeah shu shematechet. This goes against what we saw above. This understanding is marzeah is simply politically metal. Af kol davar shu shematechet. Anything metal, Rebbe Omar, ze makdeach gadol. This is actually a large awl, I think it is. And Rabbi Yossi says, Omer ze psila. Psila is the way Kormanek explains it, more like an axe. So it's not just a pointed implement, more like a bladed one that would be used. I'm not sure how you'd put a hole, maybe on an angle or something, but that's the understanding. Now it says, "Vikishu, you have to take him towards the door." The Gemara says, "Yachola filu mutal," even if the door's on the ground, "tambaloma or elamuzza," or towards the door post. "Ma muzza," just as the door post doesn't lie down on the ground, so too the door has to be attached and up. And why? Because that ends up being gnai lo u gnai le mishpachto. It's a gnai for him, so we do it in such a public show that it's degrading to him, that he wanted to endure to continue to be an eved, and it's a gnai to his family. Why is it a gnai to his family? Because why didn't they get out of there? Why didn't they get there and try and redeem him? They didn't do that. They neglected him for the 6 years, and then he wants to stay on, so it's a gnai. The whole situation's a gnai. Gemara says, "Tanu Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov Amer, v'lam ela dela, why do you take him to the door? She'al yedei dela itzum avdil chirut, because us Jews, we went by way of the door from avdil chirut. What's the door here? By Pesach time." It says, here, I'll just show you. He says, "Shepasach Hashem al ha'petach, v'not al not that we exited through the door, but the whole the mashchit could have come through the door, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu ensured that we were still cured." Now, Sashalo told me, Rabban Yochanan Ben Zakkai, "Mara Eved Azel Lirtzabozno, why do we pierce his ear? Your Tummy collar and from all these other limbs." Amar Lahem, he said, "Ozen Shomat Mar Sinai, the ear that heard at Har Sinai, Lo Yelacha Elohim Achirim, Al Panai, there should be no one else, other gods or other people you subject yourself to. Upirka Me'aleha, and you took off the yoke of Shemayim. Vikibla, and you took, and this individual decided to take upon himself another yoke, a yoke of Masar Adam. That's, it perforates the ear that is heard, that's not the right attitude. Ozen Shema, also, ki libnei Israel avadim, that you're my avadim. And this individual went up and selectively and willingly wanted to take on a different Adon. Therefore, that ear that heard that what he's doing now is incorrect should be pierced. Okay, the Gemara says, "Ozno in our case, and Ozno Metzora, ma Ozno Shema lahal yemi, just as Ozin by Metzora is the right ear, Afkansu to hear is the right ear. Vim Amor Yomara Eved." Now the Gemara says, "What does it say Amor Yomar? Why does it say it twice? Shtei Madachah b'Sof Sheshanim, one towards the end, while he's still an Eved, he has to declare this. V'Chad B'Tliat Shiva, one is as he's going into the beginning of the 7th year when he should be freed. Chad B'Sof Shef Ad Shuhu Ba'Avodato, while he's still an Eved, he has to make it clear, if he wants to be a Nirtza, this declaration wants to be there. V'Chad B'Tliat Sheva, and one in the beginning to ensure that because Lo Etzeh Chofshi, that he wants to, doesn't want to go free. Okay. Now Gemara says, Ahavti Adoni. Et ishti vet banai. Melamed she'enu nirtza, he can't do the nirtza, this is what we made reference to before, ad she'e lo isha vanim, he has to have had a wife, meaning a shifcha, as a result, and children. Also, l'rabo isha uvanim, we'll discuss this in a moment, because it says that he likes his don and the household, so he has to have a household. Ad she'e ohevet rabo v'rabo evo, meaning he has to like the adon, and the don has to want like him back. That's to be a reciprocal affection, if you like. Because again, the pasuk says, one second, I'll just show you here the full pasuk. The pasuk says, one second. Yeah, it says, "Vaya ki yomer lecha lo etze mimach, I don't want to leave you. Ki aevcha, I love you, vet baitechan you, ki tov lo imach. It's good for you, it's good for him with you." Meaning, firstly, Ayavcha, he loves him, and Adon also wants him as well. Ki tovi lo yemach. Okay, that's how it fits together. Let's do a little bit more. It says, "V'kono et etzmo biyovel." He is able to go free by yovel. Why? That's a specific, that's explicit pasuk dichtiv. V'yatzeh bishnat yovel hu banavimo. And also mitat Adon, which is why we almost started this whole shiur. I said, wait till the end till you see the source of this. That how is it mitat Adon the nirtzah can go free because it says dichtiv v'yalecha eved olam. Meaning, you, to you, Eved Olam, meaning Kol Yamei Olamo, your Olam, Oladom shel Adon, sorry, Kol Yamei Olamo shel Adam, sorry, the Olam of the Adon, that's his duration of Avdot. So even if it's before Yovel, the Nirtza would go free if the Adon passed away, and it's not an Eved to the son. As we, that's a kind of how, bring us full circle back to the beginning of this year. Okay, we'll stop a line early because we're already if you like a bit over time. Also, have a good day.
Thank you, good Shabbos.
Have a good Shabbos.